This is the straight up medical education and information you've been waiting for. Your nightly dose of propaganda busting, no agenda, always reliable truth in medicine. The same truth in medicine that I'm known for, that I've been harshly judged for, and that I've been ostracized and marginalized for. Tonight, we'll talk about propaganda, the changing narratives that creep up on you, and the false information coming from all sides, not just the mainstream media, but even some independent media that have been co-opted to confuse you. It's coming at you every day. And they won't like me for it, but I'm not here to win popularity contests. I'm here to save lives, especially the babies and the children. So get ready. It's Dr. Jane Ruby, and it's STAT.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideOnStore.com today.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Welcome to Dr. Jane Ruby STAT, the newest show on Brighteon TV. I'm your host, Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'm thrilled and honored to be on the Brighteon TV family lineup. This is my maiden show, your new go-to every night for the truth, medical news, and the most critical health information you're going to need, STAT. I'm glad you're with me because this is going to be an exciting ride. And I want to start out by thanking the founder of Brighteon TV, the incredible Mike Adams, and our amazing head of Brighteon Operations, Mr. Bob Denny, for this opportunity and for all the incredible support here at Brighteon TV. I was thrilled to be invited to start this new show. The word STAT, as many of you may know, is a medical term meaning critical, immediate, urgent, and it's the medical shorthand for right now. This groundbreaking show is dedicated to the truth, but more importantly, this show is going to be your antidote to propaganda. And make no mistake, that propaganda comes from all around you, even people, groups, and political sides that appear to be compatible with you and your values. You see, propaganda is dangerous because it's a tool used to control you. The truth is the ultimate antidote. It empowers you. And busting through propaganda keeps you on your toes. And it gets you to think before knee-jerk reacting to authoritative fear-mongering. And let's take a look at the opposite of propaganda, because that comprises the tools that I use every day. Truth, facts, objectively, evidence, details, specifics, honesty, corroboration to manage my own biases. This show, indeed, is a counter to the propaganda of mainstream media. But hold on. It's also a counter to the propaganda coming from independent media false narratives. I call it the chorus, because groups of people all get together and they appear to be compromised by either a carrot or a stick in order to change well-known, existing, pretty solid information. Let me give you an example. A number of pseudoscientists have recently come out to say that there's no graphene oxide and no modified synthetic RNA genetic materials in any of the C-19 bioweapon shots. And this is after numerous scientists have done their due diligence and adequately demonstrated their evidence of the existence of these materials. In fact, the other thing that makes this ridiculous claim is take a look at these two pictures side by side of the Pfizer-BioNTech product. They both have the words mRNA on their labels. Look, there are two premises that will help you in these types of situations. First, there are up to 1.5 million doses per lot number and for both Pfizer and Moderna that we know of, and many of them have not yet been distributed. Secondly, it's impossible at this point to examine every vial from every company. So I don't care if you claim to have examined 3 vials or 3,000 vials from these companies, you cannot make a statement about the contents in all vials. Furthermore, we all need to start demanding full disclosed scientific written reports when the latest expert du jour comes out with a change in the existing narrative or any narrative. What does that look like? Let me share this with you. When these shifts in narrative appear, start demanding the following. Number one, where is your full written published report, including the standard format of scientific reporting, the background, detailed methodology, the results, and the interpretation, including the methods you use to measure and analyze? What was your chain of custody for those thousands of vials you tested? What was your management plan and execution for the temperature management of these materials? Were these vials opened or sealed? How were the measurement tool devices chosen? How were they validated for validity and reliability? From someone who's conducted published original research and 20 years in the pharma industry, that's what you want to demand when someone comes out and tries to change the narrative. This is the kind of truthful information and medical education that I will bring to you so that you can make the right decisions, so that you're not hoodwinked anymore, and so that you will stop falling prey to these knee-jerk reactions of the latest fear porn. It's important because people are coming out of nowhere without verifying their credentials, without laying out for you the details of their examination. Just because someone is a frontline doctor, just because you're familiar with their name, that it's someone you've heard of before, maybe someone who in the beginning of this whole nightmare in 2020 started out with very good information, with protective information. That doesn't give them a free pass to change the narrative later on or to change their position without showing you the demonstration or the information, the evidence of how they got there. And that's why it's important to ask for a written, if possible, a published report. It just, even though we have a lot of corruption in the peer-reviewed journal process right now, it's still important enough to at least ask for a peer-reviewed journal article. Not every journal is compromised, and so it reduces the potential, if you will, for the corruption. So that was an important example that I wanted to share with you. Things are changing all the time. People are claiming that they've looked at different samples. They don't talk about their chain of custody. Was it room temperature? Did it warm up? How did you protect it? What instructions did you follow from the companies? And it becomes, it's a free-for-all of lying. Anyway, it's important that we start out like that. And those are the kinds of context, basic information, pharmaceutical drug development, regulatory information that you need to know so that you can be aware, be wiser, be self-protective, right? Well, please stay with me for some important messages, because when I return, we are going to, in the second segment, take a look at the latest celebrity casualties. Celebrities who were, whose hubris, rather, in pushing the jab on everyone around them, using their celebrity status to be influential, ended up backfiring on them. And you'll see the consequences, because they thought they were probably incentivized, first of all. They were probably paid. They were probably promised gifts in kind, maybe even promised parts in shows and movies, if not directly paid by the pharma industry, by government, who knows? But they were certainly incentivized. And who are they? What gives? Think about it. Are you going to take medical direction and advice from a Hollywood star? Most of them they never went to college, and a lot of them dropped out of high school, much less no medical information or education at all. And even some of the medically trained people out there have sent many people to their early deaths or pain and suffering and permanent damage by pushing these shots. Anyway, we'll see what the consequences have been for those in Hollywood when I return. Be right back. Well, who doesn't want to breathe better and protect the air that your babies and children take in? Who doesn't want to protect the entire family from chemtrails, shedding symptoms, and allergy problems? Well, take a look at the Triad air filtration products. They have something for everyone. There's a home unit that covers up to 3,000 square feet. The Go that sits in the cup in your car. Don't forget the Mini. This is one of my personal favorites for your single room, a dorm room, hotel room, or any individual room like those that massage therapists use for their clients. There's no cord to worry about. You just plug it in and it takes care of the room for about 200 to 250 square feet. With electrostatic filtration, these air purifiers cover every corner of your home and your life. The advanced photocatalytic oxidation and the pulse ionization collect all the harmful matters in your environment and provide you with pure air. You'll never need to change a filter. So no expensive cycle of buying filters over and over again, because the needlepoint ionization technology of these air purifiers means the air is cleared electrically by charging the molecules in your home. And the large home unit is energy efficient, which means it uses very little electricity and won't blow up your monthly energy bill. And don't forget the personal Triad Air Shield. This gives you a 4-foot perimeter around you. You can wear it on a lanyard, on your shirt, on your belt, your purse, backpack. It's always there to protect you. Go to filterssuck.com. That's filters with an S, suck.com. And don't forget to use the promo code RUBY for 10% off your entire order and free shipping.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Welcome back to the second half of STAT. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby. Well, the latest news out of Hollywood is that fully vaccinated actor Jamie Foxx suffered a stroke recently and was hospitalized. Take a look at his October 2021 flyer for his Act Like You Got Some Sense book tour. Part of the notice reads, and I'm quoting, "Prior to entry, all shows will require attendees to provide proof of negative COVID-19 test results within 72 hours of the event, or full COVID vaccination at least 2 weeks after the final dose." Well, guess what? Jamie Foxx is just the latest of scores of pro-jab celebrities taking a hit to their health after self-righteously promoting the jab. I mean, seriously, what the hell do celebrities know about medicine and medical research? The absolute hubris, the sheer gall and hypocrisy of these people, many of whom never went to college, much less medical school, and who barely made it through high school, are standing before millions of people on TV pushing an experimental, government-mandated, unapproved, dangerous chemical is completely outrageous. Take a look at this video of celebrities who think they're smarter than the medical and scientific community. Katy Perry pushing the jabs, unbelievably, doing a dance in an actual syringe costume. She's so in love with it. And now some of them are realizing that they were simply pawns in this mass genocide operation. Let's take a look at this film. And also, we'll also take a look here at one of her tweets. It just blows my mind. This is a tweet from 2021, and she says, "Boosted and Botoxed." Okay, Katy Perry, who now is suffering, we'll get to her picture in a moment. Katy Perry had a little bit of a Pfizer outcome. So how many millions were they paid? This is the real question, to help you get into the train car for the Bound for the Holocaust called the bioweapon shots. They were complicit. They took money. There's some other incentive. But the joke ended on many of them, didn't it? We know that the majority of these Hollywood stars are shot up and boosted, because the word was that actors were required to be injected for COVID-19 before working or even setting foot on a Hollywood set. So these celebrities pushed the jab. They created ads for pushing the jab, like this Katy Perry that you see looping, dancing around in a syringe suit. Unbelievable. Let's take a look at some of the other celebrities that have been injured. Hugh Jackman, for example, in picture number two here, is proudly getting his shot, as you can see here. And then subsequently, he's got his thumbs up. Look at me, getting his shot. And then it says now, Hugh Jackson has new skin cancer scare, urges sun safety. Okay, Hugh, sun safety. The sun doesn't cause cancer, but thanks for playing. I think that was another pharmaceutical hoax. The sun causes cancer. Stay out of it and use your sunscreen. Sun blocks up to 80, okay, so that you don't get any sun at all. The sun is a disinfectant. I don't have to go into a whole thing on the sun, but you get the point. Let's take a look at Justin Bieber, big pusher of the shots. His even his girlfriend. But let's talk about Justin. He ends up, this is really sad. These are 20, 30 somethings with these incredible outcomes. This is him with his Bell's palsy on his left side. This is a neurological condition. It's based on damage to the fifth cranial nerve. And I'm not sure what the time frame was, but a lot of people on social media are saying things like to the effect of, oh, there go those anti-vaxxers. You know, a celebrity gets a shot, and then a month or two later, they have some illness, or they're talking about Jamie Foxx's stroke. There are other reasons that people get strokes. Well, I'm a licensed medical professional, and I agree with that there are many, many things that can cause a stroke in people at various ages. But it's extremely rare to have a stroke out of the blue without some pre-existing medical condition in teenagers, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, and with no prior history for Hugh Jackman to develop a cancer, for Justin Bieber to end up with a Bell's palsy, a drooping of the left side of his face, is not normal and is not common. And that's what you need to look at. The only changing or, I guess, mitigating factor or important factor is the rollout of these shots. We know that all-cause mortality went up incredibly in 2021. And in 2022, what was the difference year-on-year averages of all-cause death? It was the rollout of the shots. So let's take a look at Katy Perry and her Pfizer eye, we call it. This is incredible. She dances around in her syringe and needle outfit, and then she goes out on stage and she has this eye that keeps dropping closed, and then she picks it open and opens it. Let me tell you something. In my opinion, if that was caused by her Botox injection, Katie, you need to find a master injector. You need to find somebody with a little bit of expertise, because it takes expertise, and anyone who knows what they're doing won't inject the material into an area of your eye that would cause your eye to droop or close. I know those are possibilities with Botox, but the other concomitant factor is that she took the shots. She said she's boosted, and we know that the boosters are some of the most dangerous materials. How do we know that? From the Pfizer protocol that's listed on clinicaltrials.gov, the government's repository for peer-reviewed or for clinical human trials. Will these celebrities stand up and admit they were wrong and that they were part of the propaganda of a mass genocide operation? Oh no. They're going to tell you that they were actually lucky to get the vaccine, that without it, and incredibly other non, without it, it would have been much worse. And they'll tell you other nonsensical, insane beliefs. But here's the bottom line. In a Twitter post by someone named Unmasking Mainstream Media, was the best summary I've seen in a long time. And this person said, quote, "The best marketing tactic ever. World leaders and celebrities on looped repeat saying, I got COVID and I'm so thankful for the vaccines. Who knew? Who knew? Straight up saying something doesn't work would actually get it to sell so well." Blows my mind. As a medical professional and someone with 20 years inside the pharmaceutical drug development industry. And who knew that, and people would deliberately, as this person went on to say in the tweet, and that people would deliberately inject illness to avoid random illness. Wow. I will see you back here tomorrow night and every night, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to follow me on Telegram at t.me/drjaneruby. I'm also on Twitter, Getter, Gab, Truth Social, and CloudHub. And please support me in this baseless lawfare attack by self-proclaimed inventor of the mRNA vaccines, Robert Malone, who has sued me for $25 million for defamation And it's all in the public domain. I have no choice but to defend myself. Even an innocent person must defend themselves. You can help me defend free speech and by going to givesendgo.com, protect Dr. Jane. Because in the end, truth has no price. In the end, if my free speech can be taken down so easily, then anybody's speech can be criticized. If someone doesn't like what you say, if you have offended them or hurt their feelings, they can sue you. People say things about me every day. They slander me. They criticize my credentials. They say things that are not true. But that's all, you know, that's offensive. But should I sue them? No. Anyway, again, truth has no price. It's valuable. It's priceless. It's precious. And it is your antidote to propaganda. And that's why I'm here. Have a great night, everyone. God bless you, and good night.